In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's very appropriate, for reasons that will become evident in a minute, that this epistle we read today was read from Corinthians about giving. The apostle says, "He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth abundantly shall reap also abundantly," or bountifully. Then he says something that has an inner meaning. It has an outer meaning that's pretty obvious, but it also has a deep inner meaning that you should understand. "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." Now it goes on, but he ends with, "being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving unto God." Now, I have to tell you what I was doing yesterday. Was doing something with an organization called R Seva, or it might be Siva. I've heard it pronounced both ways. It's Siva. It's a Hindi word. It means service, but it means a lot more than that. It means selfless service. It means what I just read about, what I just read to you. It means giving of your heart to others. And this woman who founded it, her name is Prit. And she had a terrible tragedy not so long ago in which she lost her mother and her father and her brother to a suicide murder, a double murder-suicide. Her brother, who had psychological problems evidently, killed her parents and himself, and she came home to that. She had always been, this is from her own words that she spoke yesterday that were very moving to me, she had always been a very open person, a very full of life, idealism. And she didn't want to lose that in her grief. And so she founded this charitable organization in which they go out to various neighborhoods. They've done it now, I think it is it 7 years now? 7 years. And help beautify the house of someone who's either an invalid or very elderly or something or something of that nature. Not someone who could do it themselves. We went to a neighborhood in Louisville and we were all on the same block, two different streets, but very close to one another. And did things like getting rid of debris, cutting trees, replacing soffit, scraping, painting. We put up a clothesline that's going to last until the second coming. Tim and I made sure of that. It's all in the holes. You have to dig the holes just right. Otherwise, it won't last, Tim. I'm just trying to tell you. And it was a wonderful day. This woman had lost her family to a terrible tragedy, but she reached in, she purposed in her heart that she was not going to become bitter or angry or full of sorrow. She was going to remember her family, and she was going to do good for others. This is Christian charity. Now, this woman is not even a Christian. She's Hindu. I was very moved by what she said and by what she's accomplished. I guess they started with just a dozen people or something. And now, yesterday, because Marine and I were gate crashers, we tried to sign up, but it was too late. And so we came anyway. There were, I think, 201 people working. There were children all over the place. There were people young, old. You want to talk about inclusiveness? There was about every race and every ethnicity you could find working together, getting houses fixed up, for people that were too poor, or in the case of our house, a woman had just lost her husband, and the house was in terrible repair, and we did many things that were helpful to her. They do this once a year. I bring this up because sometimes I really wonder about what are we doing as a people, as a Christian people. What do we have to show for ourselves? Now, I kind of have an individual gig that I have that keeps me quite busy, prison ministry. Perhaps some of you give something of yourselves to other people. But as a parish, I really wonder, what are we really doing? I don't think we're doing enough. I think we should have the love of God come out of us and spread to the community. We're in the talking stage of at least considering trying to start some sort of Arseva or Arseva thing here in our parish. I don't know how many of you would be interested. How many of you would say, I'll work, and then you don't work? Or how many of you would say, I won't work, and then you do come and work? If you know the gospel, you know that that's the one who did the will of his Father. So I want to talk to you a little bit about stewardship, which is service, which is giving, which is basically where a man has a purpose in his heart, and out of that purpose, he gives. Now, this can be any kind of giving. Stewardship, people usually think, oh, okay, I have to get out my wallet. Well, it's real clear that we have to pay for all the bills. And without money, nothing happens, because I don't think you go to restaurants and food stores and people just give you their goods. But stewardship is essentially when a man has the love of God in his heart and he purposes to spread that love to others. And I would ask you, are you doing that? I don't think as a parish we are doing that. We are doing that in pieces, but as a cohesive, complete body where everybody says, we're gonna do this, I don't see that happening. And I think we should have it happen. There's all ways to be stewards, to have a purpose in your heart, and to give out of the love of God that is in your heart to others. Whether it be visiting the sick, whether it be being kind to those who need kindness, talking to those who seem shy, giving of your funds, of your abilities, of your heart to others. There's 100 ways that we can be stewards. And it is all based upon this deep theological meaning. As a little aside, Michael Dom's not here to tell me I'm going down a rabbit trail, so I'm going to go down one. Sometimes he'll tell me, that was a really good sermon until you took that turn and then you lost me. So here's a turn, okay? This giving of the heart to others has a great boon for us. God will give us something, but it is not as the world talks about receiving things. In the world, people think that if you give something, you get something. Either material, or you get praise, or you get status, or you get power, or you get influence, or you get a plaque on the wall, or you get money. This is not what God gives. I'm going to reread it to you. And let's read it in a spiritual way, not the way the world reads things. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that ye always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Do you understand? If you give out of your heart, if you purpose in your heart to live as a Christian and therefore to give love to others, to love your neighbor and therefore fulfill the second commandment and in so doing fulfill the first, if you do this, God will make you to abound in every good work. There is only one way that can happen, and that is for God to abound in you. Because all good comes from God, which means that God will live within you and you will have only God and be totally alive. That is the reward for cheerful giving. So we must understand this and not just understand it as, okay, this is a good theological fact to know. But this must drive your life. I'll be perfectly frank with you, and I don't want to dislocate my shoulder because I'm a terrible sinner. But I'll tell you, I became a priest because when I found the Orthodox faith, it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. And I couldn't imagine not sharing it with others. So when my life took certain turns, it was pretty obvious to me what I should do. And I'm glad I did it. It came out of my heart. What comes out of your heart? Do you wonder? What comes out of your heart? Day-to-day work? Day-to-day worries? Getting this done, getting that done, worried about this bill, planning for vacation, DVRing something so you can watch it tomorrow night. What comes out of your heart? You should ask yourself this question. What should come out of your heart is exactly what Paul is speaking of. The love of God, not grudgingly, but in abundance. Because God has made you alive. Without God, we wouldn't be anything. So we should have this great gratitude within our hearts and cheerfully give. Now, you can cheerfully give and sometimes people don't cheerfully take, and that's not so easy, but we just have to get over that. And sometimes people take with no intention of doing anything but taking and taking some more and taking some more. And we have to get over that too. I mean, you have to use your brains. You can't just keep giving to somebody that of which when you give, it's really of not much benefit to them. But you should give out of your heart. And I would challenge all of you. We're going to be talking a lot about stewardship. There was a conference that Father Nicholas and I attended in which stewardship was discussed in sort of a new way for me. And we're going to talk a lot about it. Now, a lot of you, I know you well. You have things going on in your lives. Sometimes you're real busy. Sometimes you're real sad. Sometimes you're overcome by this or by that. Everything becomes better when we give of ourselves to God. God sees our effort, even if it's two mites. And He fills us with Himself. And there is no greater gift. You can give a small, tiny gift to someone of your time, of your kindness, of your talent, of your money. God gives Himself to us. There is no greater gift. And when God gives Himself to us, our problems, they go away. So I can pretty much tell you that the fact that you have problems means you have not totally given yourself to others, and God, therefore, doesn't have room to totally fill you. It really is that way, you know. God, who is all-powerful, if He doesn't have room in your soul, He can't fill it. This gospel speaks about a certain saying, and he who has room for this statement, let him make room. Do you make room? Do you make room with your cheerful giving? You're being kind to people? You're listening to someone that's boring? you're praying for others. There's so many ways that you can cheerfully give. It has to be in your heart. So I would ask you, brothers and sisters, do you give to others from within your heart? Or do you give because of requirements? I should do this. That's the right thing to do. It's expected of me. Is that why you give? We must be cheerful givers. Our churches are small and mundane and mediocre because we are not cheerful givers. In the ancient church, they took in widows and orphans and those who were mentally incompetent and mental and physically disabled and took care of them out of their own substance. Now we expect the government to do it. And the government does a terrible job of it. It's a sad testament what Christians have become. Maybe we can make a little bit of a difference. Maybe we can change that a little bit. I'm going to give you a promise. You might think it's an outlandish promise, but it's completely true. Whatever troubles you have, if you look outward, those troubles will become smaller. If you look to help others in a cheerful way, in a way in which you purpose in your heart because God lives in your heart, then your problems will become smaller. They could completely go away. I'm not talking about external problems of poverty or sickness or the loss of a loved one. That's part of what goes on in life. But I'm talking about when there's hurt in your heart that won't go away. That problem, that's the most important problem. That God will cure if you purpose in your heart to sow bountifully. Let's remember this. I hope that next year, I didn't do that good a job promoting our SIVA this year. I had only found out about it through Tim 3. Or I should say now, you want to be Tim the Great, so I'll say Tim the Third Greatest. Okay? That covers all the bases. And I tried to sign up and it was too late and I didn't tell enough people about it and everything. Next year, I hope that of the people in this room, we're all out there with paintbrushes and saws and chainsaws. You like stuff like that? Chainsaws? You like to make a lot of noise? Rakes, shovels, helping out. That's what I hope happens. And it'll be in October. May God help us to become more cheerful in our giving. May God help us to give out of the bountifulness in our heart, to purpose in our heart to give to others. We will be rewarded for it because He will make us abound to every good work. God bless you. Amen.